outside of the Sentinel newspaper building, a small group gathered to protest Wells Fargo's management of mortgages and loans. Pedro Baez, a South Los Angeles community leader, said the bank had been preying on the vulnerable.
Well, they're basically using scare tactics, and unfortunately with the elderly just don't have, I guess, the ability to be able to comprehend what is going on.
Specific allegations against Wells Fargo include the bank's lying about interactions with customers and claiming to have lost key documents in customers' loan processes. Ophelia Harrison brought her friend's bank paperwork to the protest.
I'm here because I'm concerned for not just myself, but other people across the nation.
Jennifer Langen, a Wells Fargo representative, described these accusations as outlandish. Langen also said that since the beginning of 2009, Wells Fargo has helped more than 500,000 customers keep their home from foreclosure.
Foreclosure is a difficult and damaging process for our customers and our communities, and it is a last resort after all available options for keeping the customer in the home have been exhausted.
Carrying signs and a blowhorn, the protesters' next stop was a nearby Wells Fargo bank. This is Haley Fox, Annenberg Radio News.